Welcome back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host, joined in studio this weekend with District 1 Tuolumne County Supervisor Sherry Brennan, as we are in the midst of our five-part series talking with the individual supervisors. Supervisor Brennan, we've gotten to a lot of topics so far, but one thing we haven't addressed is the general plan update. So I'm curious your thoughts on the general plan as we that prepares to get possibly approved by the end of this year.
Thank you for asking about that, BJ, because the general plan is here. It has so many far-reaching implications for Tuolumne County. It's such an important document. And first, I have to really thank staff because they have been just working incredibly hard to do a couple of things that were important to the entire board. But Supervisor Rotifer and myself sit on our general plan ad hoc committee. And so number one, we wanted a document that could be read by the general public. So often these documents become so cumbersome and so large that the general public has a difficult time wading through them. We really wanted something that the public could read, digest, and comment on. And so the first thing that I'd like your listeners to understand is that the comment deadline is October 11th. We are encouraging people to comment, but please make them substantive comments. Saying something like, I just don't like the general plan, doesn't give us something to work from or doesn't give staff something to work from. And so I am hoping that people are reading it. I am hoping that they will provide substantive feedback and get those comments into the community resource office, and I believe October 11th is the deadline for those comments. We have been doing some community outreach meetings. Those have been important. They've been well attended, but please submit your comments. A couple of pieces also that were very important as we looked at the general plan is, so there are really two pieces that dictate how property is used in Tuolumne County. We have the general plan, and then we have the ordinances. Somewhere over time, those two pieces diverged, and they did not complement each other. There has been a tremendous effort, and part of what I am hearing from the public is not really understanding that those two really have to align. With the ordinance, with the zoning, we can't take away private property rights. And so it was very important to bring those two into alignment. I think that this plan achieves that and is going to be a roadmap for the future of Tuolumne County. And the other piece that was important to us is that we didn't tie the hands of future boards with this document. We want this to be a living document so that future boards that will be elected by the public have an opportunity to do what needs to be done. And again, I think that has been achieved.
We have a couple minutes left on this weekend show. Any other things we haven't talked about that are keeping you busy or have your attention these days?
There's so much going on. One piece, though, that I did want to mention, because I think it is important. It's important for the quality of life in Tuolumne County, and that is, I believe at our first meeting in October, we'll see a resolution acknowledging Suicide Prevention Month in October. And that really is important that we understand what is happening with suicide in Tuolumne County. We have some issues with alcohol, opioid abuse. There are a number of driving factors, so many of them that are dealt with by experts. But I think that all of your listeners know someone that has been impacted by this, and it's an important piece that we have to really start talking about and understanding. And so I know with the resolution there will be some acknowledgement of, I believe, know the signs, suicide is preventable, is going to be the theme this year. And I want folks understand that there are numbers that they can call. There are professionals that want to help them. We have a faith-based community that in Tuolumne County we're blessed with. So many different organizations want to be part of this solution, and so reach out.
Well, Supervisor Brennan, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, and thank you to Clark Broadcasting. It's important to be able to talk to our constituents, and we really do appreciate it. Thank you.
We thank Supervisor Sherry Brennan for being our guest on this weekend's Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Next week, we will conclude our five-part series with the individual supervisors talking with the board chair and District 4 Supervisor John Gray.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.